For some families, the NCAA basketball tournaments are more than just sporting events. Reporter Tressa Versteg comes from one of those families.
Here goes. Florida beat Duke a few weeks ago, but this week the Dukies kind of stole the show.
This is my grandma on my dad's side, Audrey Versteg, reading one of her many poems, trash-talking Duke men's basketball.
The Plumlee gang helped Duke win. That certainly didn't make me grin.
She started mailing these poems to my sister around 2010. My grandma isn't around anymore, so to help me remember how it all started, I called my Aunt Diane. She lived down the road from my grandma in South Dakota and helped out with everything, including how to work the TV.
Whenever March Madness came around, you'd go, okay, so which games can I watch tomorrow? So I'd start looking them up. Well, you can go to CBS and watch this game at 2 o'clock. Or if you want to watch Iowa, you got to go to this channel at this time.
Do you remember how she filled out brackets?
Oh, she would never pick Duke to win. Even if they were the number one top seed of everybody, it did not matter. She picked them to lose every single time, first game out.
But as a teenager in the 90s, my sister Tremaine loved Duke, even though we lived in Iowa.
I was in high school and played basketball, and Mike Dunleavy and Shane Battier really stick out as two who I just thought, they're great. They were really good. So I was like, this is my team.
Did you think they were cute?
Yes. Which is embarrassing to admit.
Our grandma despised the Blue Devils for the same reason my sister loved them. They were good. Always good.
She thought, nope, don't like you. You look cocky or you look too confident. And she thought their mascot, I mean, because it literally is a devil, that was just wrong and blasphemous. Like, why would you ever have a devil as a mascot?
Throughout the late 90s and early 2000s, my grandma and Tremaine would razz each other about Duke whenever we visited her in South Dakota. Then one Christmas, Tremaine sewed our grandma a pillow out of an old Duke t-shirt. Around 2010, Tremaine sent the first poem.
I sent her a card, and I decided, like, I was going to write a little couplet in there. And then all of a sudden, she responded. I was like, whoa, what's happening here? Dear Tremaine, here is my opinion of the Duke game on Sunday. Trying to find something to watch on TV, the Florida and Duke game sounded good to me. So I got my popcorn and can of Coke, hoping the game would not be a joke. Watching Duke get beat was great, especially when it's the team I hate. Love, Grandma V.
To put her poems together, our grandma took diligent game notes. Here's my Aunt Diane again.
She would have her paper and pencil out. You know her little notepad that said Audrey Versteg at the top?
Mm-hmm.
So if a Duke player fouled somebody, she would make a note or try to write a line of poetry. And she always wanted to rhyme.
I remember Grandma once saying, well, at least Duke rhymes with puke. That's easy.
Because who would think the word puke would come out of your grandmother's mouth? That was not her. That was not her personality to do that. But for this, she took on a different personality.
Oh, Dukies, oh, Dukies. You proved me so right. You're not a team that can put up a fight.
Most poems included a jab at Duke's head coach, Mike Krzyzewski. Coach K.
Virginia was orange. Duke was blue. Coach K looked like he had the flu. She'd always talk about his scowl. And if he especially like had his hands on his hips or any sort of negative vibe, she would take the very long Norwegian pointer finger of hers and just kind of wag it in the no, no, no. You better stop that.
So one time, Tremaine sent an extra special surprise.
I thought, you know, we need to take this up a notch. So I called the local grocery store and I asked for a white and blue bouquet of flowers.
When Diane stopped by, as she did most nights, the bouquet was right on the kitchen counter.
Dear Audrey, thanks for your support over the years. I heard you are a big fan. Go Duke! Signed, Coach K.
And I started to laugh and she goes, I think Tremaine is behind this. And then she giggled. So then Grandma then in turn would say, I got to write a poem.
Most TV announcers picked Duke to lose. I wonder where they got their clues. Coach K took off his jacket, but not his tie. Do you suppose he wanted to cry? With special thoughts, Grandma V.
Grandma and Tremaine exchanged poems in the mail for 5 or 6 years. But as our grandma got older, her handwriting changed from cursive to print to chicken scratch.
A nail in the eye, taking a bath in lye, sleeping with a rattlesnake, stepping on a rake, all of this rebuke is preferred over Duke. That was one of the last ones that I received. I know she physically didn't write it. It's just not her handwriting. It just became harder for her to write independently, and I probably wrote her more towards the end. I knew she would enjoy getting it and was still lifting her spirits in some way or making her day, or even if she didn't respond, like making her go, Duke, rawr.
My sister keeps the poems in a canvas box in her nightstand.
I mean, they're treasured artifacts and memories. It was fun to have that special bond and relationship that was just the two of us. I love them. I mean, it did carry over into other parts of our life where I have a poem of my wedding shower for our wedding. I do like to imagine to myself, like, because she never knew that I was having a kid, what the baby shower poem might have been.
During March Madness in 2017, our grandma had a stroke. In the hospital with her, I watched the historic women's Final Four when Mississippi State ended UConn's record-breaking run. 2 days after that, she died. Her spirit is always with us, but these poems keep her mischief alive.
There really aren't many games left, and I'm sure Duke will fail a test. The end for them is really near, and then I will certainly cheer.
That story came from reporter Tressa Versteeg. You're listening to Only a Game from NPR.